about media, really, and how completely enveloped in it we are without realizing, just like fish don't see water. We're in this sea of media and we don't really know that we are. And it holds all our beliefs, or we take all our beliefs and views of the world from it without actually realising that we don't experience any of that stuff ourselves.
What do you mean that we don't experience it ourselves?
We don't experience wars in Syria directly, or we didn't walk on the moon, but always through media. It's the biggest belief system we have apart from religions.
And so that makes it very powerful.
It's extremely powerful. And it's even more powerful because it's pretty well invisible. People aren't aware of it. We take facts from media without questioning it.
So you obviously think that that's quite dangerous.
It's fun as well. It's good fun because you can play games with it. That's what pop stars and celebrities do. They work in the gaps of perception. You can reinvent yourself as some impossible creature and live it out in media, whilst not doing any of the things that you say you do.
Well, tell me what you mean. Give me an example of that.
Rolling Stones, you know, notorious outlaws. Mick Jagger's about the most conventional guy you'll ever meet. I'm sure he's a very civilised, good father, but his public image is the opposite. It's that kind of theatrical side of it. That comes from old music hall characters where people would invent a character, go around music halls and sing songs that character would sing and develop the character. You know, Charlie Chaplin, Johnny Rotten is a music hall character in exactly that tradition. What artists of that kind do is they play with the difference between real life and media life, and they invent a whole new persona that exists only in media. But we suspend our disbelief for a while and we believe in these characters and we want to believe in this mythology. The problem is the same process happens with the news. So we believe what the news tells us is happening.
Would you say there's some sort of duty on students who are about to go into the world of work to understand that they're being given perhaps a version of the truth that can't necessarily be like the pure truth? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, they're a new kind of priesthood, really. And they have a duty to try to explain to the laity what they're up to. And they are the guardians of the portal between reality and non-reality. And they have a serious responsibility there, I think, to, even if they play with the boundaries, which is everyone's duty to do that, they need to understand for themselves what they're doing and what the repercussions of what they do might be. It's not easy because media is changing all the time and it becomes more powerful all the time.
Is it a good time or a bad time to be finishing your student life and going into that sort of work?
I think it's a good time because I always like it when things are up in the air and we don't know which way the cards will fall, because that's where the adventure lies. As I said in the speech, what students are actually entering is something like the Wild West, you know, where there aren't any laws and the frontiers haven't been drawn. And everyone is competing and fortunes will be made and lost in the near future. It's very exciting, I think. Things are more fluid than they've ever been. And there is more media than there has ever been. More ways of making a way in media than there have ever been. The thing is to understand it. You surf it or drown.